from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Time once again for today's DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Coming up, Finn says, would you say you are all prepared for winter this year? Do you all have the necessities you need?
Oh. Like what?
Damn.
What do you think? Like, are you ready for winter, Maria?
I'm never ready for winter. I bought a winter coat for the first time like 3 years this past week.
But in your house, you're not in charge of buying the driveway salt.
No. That's a blue job. That's
okay,
my dad.
Right.
Blue job?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like garbage, blue job.
Okay. What are the other jobs?
Cooking, I'm a pink job. I'll cook.
Okay. So there's pink jobs and blue jobs.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So like, for example, unclogging a drain, blue job.
Okay. What else constitutes as a pink job?
Tidying up the house, just like regular cleanup. Laundry, I'll do. Pink job, fine.
Okay.
I don't have clothes
shrinking.
Do
you just your own laundry? Or
I do my own laundry.
The family's laundry.
No, I do my own.
So that's not a pink job. That's a Maria job.
My mom does the laundry.
Okay.
So pink job.
Okay. So your mom does your laundry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I do my own laundry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my parents do their own laundry.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't
make
them do my laundry.
You drive your vehicle every single day.
Yes.
Is it your job to make sure that there's enough windshield fluid in the car?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your job to make sure that the tire pressure is proper for winter driving?
I call my dad to check it.
So getting the winter tires on, is that a blue job?
No. The guy does it. There's no way I'm doing this.
Okay.
So, you mean the guy at the dealership?
Yeah. Okay, but I'll book the appointment. Like, I'm a grown adult. That's all I can do.
Okay.
It's just like, I won't, like, no. Like, I don't, if I have to take out the trash, yes, I will. Uh-huh. If I have to shovel the driveway, I will. But if I don't have to, blue job.
For Dammit, Maury and Shem, you guys live in condos. Winter is a much different life when you're a condo liver.
Totally.
Do you feel that you have to prepare for winter in any way?
You want to go first, Maury? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I still sort of. I mean, we have to buy the rubber boots for our dog.
And you know, I have not yet.
We have now.
Okay.
We have enough, hopefully, to get us through the season.
Right.
We put the rubber mat out.
Wow, crisis averted.
He goes through like 12 a week.
They're disposable rubber boots?
They're like balloons, but they fit for the dogs, and they're very expensive.
But you throw them out afterwards.
Because one company has the patent for these damn things.
For balloons?
Yeah.
They're literal balloons, and they go around the paw.
Yeah.
And then you throw them out.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they rip, while they're walking.
Right.
Nails. I don't put them on Romeo.
Shout.
I do nothing for winter. No, it's great.
I love it. There we go.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Sabina says, what's the best part of your morning routine during the week and on the weekend? And are they the same?
You first, Maria, because you got a full routine.
Yeah. So during the week, I think the best part of my routine is honestly opening my cup of coffee when I get here.
Oh, nice.
I like that. There's nothing that beats the first sip of coffee in the morning.
You know, I agree with you on that.
There is no better feeling than sipping the first
during
sip
the week,
of coffee. It's like a drug.
I stop off at the same McDonald's every single morning now. And I open the lid and I let it just like kind of get to a perfect
mellow
temperature.
For a bit, yeah.
I wait like 10 minutes and same thing. When I'm on that highway and I take that first sip of coffee, it is the absolute best.
Yeah. On the weekend though, like, to be honest, I think the best part is me teaching my spin classes in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not even that first sip of coffee before you
I actually don't have a coffee before I teach.
Oh, really?
On the weekends. Yeah, no.
Not that caffeine boost.
No, because I'm usually someone who gets up and is pretty energetic as it is, but I just don't like having coffee before I work out because then I'm like jittery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Roz, what's your answer?
I mean, my weekends, like I don't know, like I wake up and the girls are still sleeping, right?
So I
always have those 2.5 hours or whatever it is when I get up, because I still get up at 5 a.m. on Saturday, right?
Yeah. So I know, sometimes I'll open my phone
and
like I get a notification that Roz sent me like something stupid from Instagram at like 5:05 a.m.
Yeah,
like, bro,
yeah.
Was this from bed or from your couch?
No, that's my busy time. I'm on the couch.
Busy time.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the couch at that point. So I think that I enjoy getting up early but not having anything to do.
Okay.
And I think that that's sort of my weekend routine that I enjoy the most. And it's sad, and we talk about it all the time, but the last time Catherine and I woke up at the same time and got out of bed at the same time?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Wow.
10 years ago. Easily.
That woman,
easily,
she's asleep.
Easily 10 years ago.
You need your Instagram time.
Yeah.
We have time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Carr says, what's Maury's strategy for all the upcoming big holiday meals? Will he ever just eat again?
You got threats over Thanksgiving. Didn't your dad say if you're not going to eat, don't bother coming?
Yeah, I might not be at Christmas.
Why?
Because if I'm not going to eat what they put out, then I'm not welcome.
Are you kidding me?
Which a lot of other people in my family think is weird.
Did they ask you what they could make for you to be able to enjoy?
They did, and they went the complete other way.
Okay, so what did you say?
I'm like, hey, just put out, like, I'll have a salad. Yeah. You know, I'll have some veggies, like, you know, that. And then they got super upset because they spent time making turkey and fish. Uh-huh. And they're like, you'll have the fish. I'm like,
wait, but are they not serving salad and veggies anyway?
They are, but they demanded I still have the fish.
Oh, man.
Sounds Guyanese. Sounds like a Guyanese household. You don't eat what they put in front of you?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Do you think maybe they're doing this because they just want you to be healthy? And they're kind of just like now getting upset.
That's what I think.
You think maybe it's kind of like a strike against?
I'm also like, you know, an early 40-year-old man.
No, but I get it. But they are fine with you as a man in his late 40s choosing to eat a certain way. I just think that maybe they don't want to contribute to it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But it's, you know, like my grandmother or my, you know, other family members, they're like, hey, what can we get for you? What would you like?
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah.
You know, because like when Daniel doesn't eat vegetables and he's 19. And
I think it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Daniel's a friggin'
refuses to eat vegetables.
Eating protein.
Daniel eats everything else.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's because if you were working out like crazy right now, Maury, and you were like, your body was like, you looked like you were fit, mm-hmm. but I think it's worrisome for people in your family because you don't look healthy, right? And I think that when you tell people what you're eating, which was for a very long time nothing but peanut butter and celery, you look like you're starving yourself to death. And
which that's, is, and,
but it's concerning for people, though.
Sure, but like, you know, I'm still alive. You know,
but how much though?
Yeah,
percentage. Yeah. I need
how
a percentage.
How healthy are you?
Right? Yeah, you're alive. You're unhealthily alive.
Yeah, you're like 42% alive. Yeah. Right.
Like my, you know what? I guess it comes from a good place. Like my dad is phoning Matthew privately, going like, "What are we going to do about Christmas?"
Yes. Yes.
They just
don't want to contribute to it. I think.
Anyway, all right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs you are sending in to us. These are the conversations that happen because of your DMs. So keep them coming in. Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Roz. Rashmi is asking, what's your favorite midnight snack?
Usually dinner. if I'm hungry, like if I get hungry, I usually will just go for leftovers, like whatever's in there.
But if it's just like a snack, maybe you don't want like a full meal. Like a bag of chips, maybe?
No.
Like, I'll always reach for chips or candy.
No, I won't just have chips.
No?
No, I'll never just, like, have...
You'll have to have a meal.
You know what? Like, I just need something, right? Uh-huh. Like, something. Like, okay, sometimes if I have, like... If I have, like, ham in the fridge...
Yeah.
I'll just go in and grab, like, a handful.
A fistful of ham.
Yeah, a fistful of ham. Right? Yeah. Yeah, like, sometimes I'll just do that. Like, sometimes... Or I'll open a container and just get a spoon and just eat, like, something from a container. Because I only ever crave, like... like protein, like salty protein.
Sure.
Right. That's all I ever really crave. So I'll just go to the fridge and a good salty ham, like a fistful of salty ham.
Yeah.
Right. It's delicious. And that'll usually put me over.
You, Maria?
I usually don't midnight snack unless like I've been out on the night and you come back and you're starving.
Sure.
But if that's the case, like if I am going to do that, I either reach, if there's like cold pasta in my fridge, like hands down, I'm eating the cold pasta and I'm not microwaving it because I love everything cold.
Yeah.
Or honestly, for a while, my friends and I would always go out to like this place called Tzatziki on the Danforth, and they're open till 4 a.m., and you would get gyros at, like, 4 a.m. And that was, like, my favorite thing. I want, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to have, like, a meal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not just going to, like, snack a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What else we got today?
CB Pet says, besides violent and world hunger, what do you think the world would be better off without?
Besides what? Violence and world hunger?
Yeah, besides violence and world hunger, what do you think the world would be better off without?
Social media.
Yeah.
I was going to say Uber Eats fees.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tax.
Yeah, income tax.
Yeah. What would the world be? Social media, definitely. I know that they're probably, like, big contributors to the overall ecosystem and everything else, but I hate sharks.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, oh, I have
they
one.
They don't affect your life, though.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
like, you're never in a situation, or have you ever been in a situation where
you were
at risk of coming face-to-face or being destroyed by a shark?
No, like, I just hate those stupid, like, alligators and crocodiles. Get rid of them.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of them.
No, but they all serve a purpose. Everything serves a purpose.
But I'm saying, if they did, like, if the ecosystem wouldn't crumble without alligators, right? Mm-hmm. You should be able to walk around Florida without thinking you're going to get snapped up.
I know. Like, okay, but when was the last time you were in Florida?
I don't care. That's why I don't go to Florida, because I'm scared of gators, man. Yeah. Right?
Okay, like, Maria, you said you had an answer.
Mosquitoes, spiders, and wasps. All three of those, get rid of them.
Sure. Yeah.
Get rid of them.
On that. Yeah. That's damn it, so Maury. Right.
Uber Eats fees.
Uber Eats fees. Yeah. Shem.
Fruit flies. Fruit flies. Hate them.
Okay, on the list it goes violence, world hunger, fruit flies. Right?
What else we got in the DM deep dive today?
All right, Siddiqui says, what skill do you wish you were better at?
Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first, Maria?
Sure, math.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Damon Mori?
Saving.
Shimmy?
Like, maybe some more manly things.
Like?
Like car related things, you know, like handyman stuff.
Sure.
I'm not really great at that.
There's two for me. One, wrenching cars. That's like, because I just love to buy something and just work on it on weekends, but sure. I can't wrench. And piano.
Oh, good.
I wish I was a fantastic piano player.
Mm-hmm. I could teach you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could wait, I'm you know how to play piano?
I do.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I swear I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, do you have a keyboard at home?
I don't. No, I used to.
Can we get a keyboard in here?
I'm sure we could.
Yeah. You can play piano and sing at the same time.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yo.
Wow.
Yeah, I can do that.
God, what have I been saying for years?
We're not starting a band.
Our band, right? Shem on the vocals and piano. Maria also on the vocals, but also, what do you play again? Or you played clarinet?
I played the trumpet.
Oh, yeah,
no
trumpet.
One wants that.
Yeah, no. It's vital to our band, okay? Maria on the trumpet.
Maury plays the clarinet.
Recorder.
The recorder. Sorry, yes, the recorder. My bad.
Recorder. Roz, you on the guitar, but also vocals.
Sure.
And myself, Boca, on the drums and also vocals. I think this would blow up, guys. No, we would be the hottest band in the country, in the world.
I know our band name too.
I'm not doing it.
What is it?
Misdirection.
No, I'm not.
We had one previously, the Whistle Wetters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Whistle Wetters.
I don't like that name.
Yeah. Wow. And what was the other one? Man Jam. Yeah.
Yeah, with the one girl, Man Jam.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Maria?
Where you don't want to be a part of, in there?
What's with that? You don't want to be a part of Man Jam?
What about if we call it Miss Man Jam?
No, that sounds... I would go back to Man Jam.
Yeah.
I thought I had a good idea.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep sending in your DMs, any of the KISS social accounts that you send them to. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful today. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, DM Deep Dive happens on the show every day. These are the DMs that you are sending in to us through any of the KISS social accounts. Maria gathers them and brings them to the show for us to talk about.
What do we got today, Maria?
All right, Roz, Amber is asking, what is something you said you'd never do but eventually did? Roz, marriage?
Okay. Something that you said you would never do.
It's a tough one, right?
I don't know if there's really anything that I've said that I mean, oh my God, like, but I, the things that I said I'd never do, I still have never done, aside from marriage, but I was married before and now I'm married again and that's fine. Like, I will never skydive. I will never.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I will never bungee jump. I will never ride a horse. I will never do any of those things.
Will you ever like zip line?
No, no, I have zip line, but we're only when you have the full attached harness kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we did that.
It was not high up. It wasn't super dangerous.
Far? Like,
I ziplined through a ring of fire one time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
They have that one in Vegas where you're out like way out in the desert mountains and you zipline across a canyon and it is like, it's fast.
Right.
Would you ever do something like that?
Yeah, nah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, ziplining doesn't seem all that dangerous.
Right.
Right, it's not
by
like,
comparison to something like skydiving.
Yeah, like I wouldn't, because to me, skydiving just seems like a bunch of, you know, like hosers who just, you know, rigged it up themselves. I have no desire to put my faith in these guys' hands. Uh-huh. And I also think that those guys who run those things only care about the safety of women. I don't think they care at all about the safety of men. I think that if you die, they're like, meh. Like, I don't think they do the triple check. Uh-huh. I think on women, they do the triple check. I don't think they do the triple check on guys. Hmm. No way.
Maria, what's your answer to this question?
I don't think I've ever said something that I would never do and haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And I think if I were, I would admit it, but I don't think I have.
I think maybe like when I was younger, I didn't think that I would be the type of person to get tattoos, let's say.
Right.
And now I have like, I don't know, 7 of them.
Right.
And I'm getting more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you experiment in college at all?
With what? Oh, no.
No. Okay.
Not that? No. Yeah,
I don't know.
Wait, with drugs?
No.
Oh, no.
No? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I mean, not like hardcore, like, you know, smoke weed and stuff.
No, I don't mean drugs.
No, sir.
No, you did not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you didn't experiment at all, though.
No, did you?
No, I didn't experiment at all.
Oh, cheesecake? No. Why are you licking your lips?
I didn't. Yeah.
I did.
Damn it, Maury, have you ever experimented?
Yes, I have.
And how did that go?
Oh, look
it
at
was
me
great
now.
That one time.
So wait a second. How did that go? Maury experimented. How'd that go, Maury?
Wonderful.
Really?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Experimenting in college.
Like with guys.
No!
No, it would be the other way around.
You're already gay.
You know, I never experimented with a woman. Ew.
You can't even say it, bro. With your woman. I'm so scared. Next DM.
All right, Greg says, do you stress eat or stress starve?
Yeah. Oh, man, I stress eat, bro.
Do you?
Yeah.
I
would stress eat.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I would stress eat.
No, food doesn't factor into my stress level.
Uh-huh.
Unless I get real busy and then Catherine's like, did you eat today? And I'm like, no. And then she's like, bro, it's 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Eat.
There was one point years ago where it's not that I would stress starve on purpose.
Yeah.
I would just be so stressed that I just completely forgot to eat.
Yes.
It would just be that, like forgetting.
Yeah.
Now, like oh my God, guys, there was one day like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I stress ate. And I ordered from like one of my favorite rib places, but I got like this combo that was like half a rack of ribs, a pound of wings, fries, cornbread, beans, and coleslaw.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the name of this place, bro?
Yeah, it's Big Bone.
Wow.
Oh, I've had Big Bone. It's good.
So good. Is it called Big Bone?
Yeah.
Big Bone. And you didn't experiment.
Right. Okay.
Can we move on, please? Next DM.
All right, Christina says, since Roz hates running, does he hate Pilates or reformer Pilates too? Is he annoyed by this gym activity as well?
No, reformers, they actually terrify me. I don't think I would ever do that.
For anyone who doesn't know, can somebody please explain what reformer Pilates is?
So reformer, you're basically on the like machine. A machine, and there's a middle piece that goes back and forth.
Okay.
So and
you
then
do
you
that,
have
right, Maria?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the studio that I teach at, they have a reformer and Pilates studio.
Okay.
And so you use the straps and you put these prongs on and they make it heavier or less heavy.
Got it.
And it's very hard because like you need to use your core strength. Like even myself, like who's done it a million times, I've almost wiped out before. Jeez. It's really hard, but it's an amazing, amazing, amazing workout. People who do it like all the time, you got to commend them for it.
Yeah, right. Catherine, Catherine is a reformer all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I'm just not, it's not for me.
Have you tried any of the classes?
I don't like classes.
At all?
No, I will never go to a gym and do a class.
Really?
Never. I find it ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Oh, no. I don't mind that.
I don't want to be with people all doing the same stupid thing with somebody at the front yelling at you, telling you what to, no.
I enjoy teaching.
Nope. Not saying you don't enjoy teaching. That's fine. Teach away.
I used to love doing when I was I had a membership at Good Life. I would always do their spin classes like 3 times a week. This was before I got a Peloton. And then I would do, you know how they have like in the fitness studio?
The pump
they have,
classes?
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't mind.
No.
I tried yoga a couple times.
Like, I'm not going to stand into a room and do a pump with...
Come with me to boot camp. All the guys are shirtless.
I'm not going to boot camp. No,
gym?
I don't.
More, we go to the same Barry's. No one's shirtless.
Oh, you don't go to the classes I go to.
No, you do not.
Clearly.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the conversations that take place because you DM us. So DM us every single day. Maria gets them and gives us a chance to talk about them on the DM Deep Dive. That was great. Thank you today, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. Y'all love it.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Roz. Andrew is asking, what is some advice you would give to young adults who are figuring out their life and career?
Maria, as a young adult, 28 years old, on the show for just over a year now, what would be the advice that you would offer up?
The one piece of advice I would offer up would be to not be so stuck on timelines and age. Go with what's happening. Focus on right now. Don't worry so much about the future and, oh my God, if I'm 28 and I don't have this by then, or if I'm 30 and I'm not by this by then, you can't worry about that because life will throw you through 100 loops. Just focus on what you can do every day to continue to make yourself better. And if that is working on what small projects every day, setting daily goals just to keep yourself motivated, then you should do that. But don't stick to timelines too much.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Roz?
I would say go easy on yourself. Don't think that you need to have it all figured out. Learn something new every single day. Get better at something every single day. And I would say for me, most importantly, is don't get in this headspace that you can't do everything and have a family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a trade-off. There's ways to figure it out, and it's scoping out your whole life. Like, people tend to get very, very focused on one thing, and you think that you have time, all this time, for everything else. When the time is right, when the time is right, when the time is right. If you are sitting there, whether it is, you know, starting a family or quitting a job, starting over, all this other stuff, and you're waiting for the time to be right, the time will never be right.
Yeah.
It will, if for any of those things in life, all of those big life things, if you're sitting there waiting for the right moment, that right moment is never going to happen. So you got to make it happen, right? You got to create that moment for yourself. And that's my advice.
Great perspectives. What else we got in the DM Deep Dive today, Maria?
All right. Leslie says, what's the most romantic thing someone has done for you or have you done for someone else?
Let's go to our resident romantic on the show. Damn it, Maury. What is the most romantic thing you've ever done for someone else?
Most recently?
And then, well, hold on. I want an answer from you for both. What someone has done for you, but then also what you've done for another person.
So I'd say most recently I just came home with flowers for Matthew. Mm-hmm. I came home with poinsettias for Matthew.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Are these two separate things?
Like, two separate things.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So one day was flowers. The other day was poinsettias. Yeah. Now, were the flowers just like a just because, or did you like screw up and this was like an apology?
No, just because. Like, I thought these would look good for your decor that you're trying to do for Christmas.
Okay. And what about the poinsettias?
Those were because I thought they would look good on the fireplace.
Okay. Did he like either of them?
No.
He didn't?
No. He told me to stay out of the decor department and stick to just the art department.
So what happened? So with the flowers, what happened? What did he
They're
do
there,
with them?
And I think they look great.
But where
He's
are
like,
they?
He's like, well, I'm like, put these on the fireplace. They look terrible, but you bought them anyway, so I guess they'll stay.
Okay. And then what about the poinsettias?
Those are like on the fireplace. And
as
in the,
well?
Everything's
exactly. Well, you know nothing about decor. You can't put flowers next to
poinsettias. That's why Maury's in the art department.
Yeah, I'm the art department.
Yeah.
All right.
What is the most romantic thing somebody's done for you?
You know what? Honestly, the most romantic thing Matthew's done recently was he was ordering dinner and he ordered me a salad.
But what's the most romantic thing someone has ever done? Forget
ever?
About recently and Matthew ordering you a salad.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nobody's ever done
anything
romantic.
I didn't
want to
say nothing, but no, I would say nothing.
Nobody's ever done a romantic thing
for
you.
It's never too late.
Nothing romantic.
No.
Not even like on Valentine's Day.
No.
No romance.
Nothing.
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 Wow.
It's a salad.
Salad. And dishes.
Salad and dishes. Damn. Who else wants to go? Roz, you want to go?
Well, I mean, we already talked about this. Oh, I wrote a whole book just to propose.
Oh, facts.
So, I mean.
Anybody else? Cheesecake, you want
to? I mean, I sung to a girl or two in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on the birthday, made them cry, all that sort of stuff.
Two.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yo, do you sing to your girl now?
I have. Yeah.
What do you sing? What do you sing? Or does she make requests?
You know what? Sometimes requests get made. Yeah. Like I've had requests for like Mario Let Me Love You, some of like the classics, Usher before. Yeah.
What Usher song?
I think it was You Make Me Wanna. It was a different kind of mood. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You make me wanna.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. What, like now?
Yeah.
I'm not serenading you guys. Listen.
Come on. Why not?
You don't get that.
You sing all the time.
You guys don't get that.
Why not? Whoa, we're not good enough?
You really want me to sing Usher, You Make Me Wanna?
Yes,
to you?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, can I just pull up the lyrics? I don't know all the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. You want me to drop the instrumental for you?
You pull up the lyrics, please. I'm going to pull something else up.
Yo.
I meant the lyrics.
Oh my God.
Okay, here.
Yeah. This is what you do. This is what you do. Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. This is what you do. Yeah. You make me want to leave the one I'm with, start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. Think about a ring and all the things that come along with they make me. I messed that up, but whatever. Right. That's pretty much what I do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
New relationship with you. This is what you do. You want to marry me. You make me. Before anything began, you know. Anyways,
is it because the lights are on? Do you want to turn the lights off and try again?
Whoa, come on!
What about if you just change all the words to back that booty?
Oh, I got you.
Okay,
hold on. Can you start the game?
Hold on, rewind.
Back that booty.
Back that booty.
Oh yeah, girl, you ready? Hey, back it up. Back it up. Yeah. I need you to do me a favor, girl. Do this. I need you to back that booty. Hey, back that booty, girl. Please, just back that booty, girl. I need you to say, back that booty, girl. Beep, beep. That's a trunk. Back that booty, girl.
Yeah!
Hey.
That's what I'm saying, right? There we go. You just got to put a little cheesecake spin on it. You know what I'm saying? That is exactly how we do the DM deep dive. Keep those DMs coming in, your questions, your comments. They make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show. There you go.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
We do the DM deep dive on the show every single day. We get the DMs from you, any of the KISS social accounts. They make their way over to Maria, who handles the DMs and then brings them to the show, and we chat about them.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Ashley is asking, what is one thing you will never leave the house without? Mine is Bioderma lip balm.
Okay, let's say no wallets and cell phones.
Yeah, no wallets, no keys, no cell phones.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Maury. What are you laughing at?
Dog poo bags.
Oh, there you go. Even when you're alone?
They're always in my pocket.
Emergency.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You got them weak bowels. Well, what's your answer, Maria?
The whole system's weak on Maury. Everything. The whole factory.
Just falling apart.
Everything.
Oh.
What about you, Maria?
I would say my water bottle.
Yeah.
And also deodorant.
Oh, good one.
I bring deodorant everywhere with me. Yeah. Even if it's, I have one in my car, one in my purse, one in my room. Like.
So even if you're out like with your friends, in your purse.
I have a mini one.
You have
even
a mini
like
deodorant.
When I go out with my friends for dinner, someone always needs it or I need it.
Do you reapply throughout the night?
To be honest, no. I think it's just there for safety. Like I don't, I'm not a smelly person, but I just have a fear of smelling bad.
Uh-huh.
So that and like a Roli perfume.
Oh, okay. So, good one. Yeah. Interesting. Cheesecake?
I'm with Maria. Yeah. A deodorant. I have my brush.
Yeah.
I also have like my body deodorant, and I also am not a smelly person, but just in case.
Mm-hmm.
My glue stick or chapstick.
Yeah.
Your chapstick.
Chapstick.
Yeah.
Roz.
Damn.
Your glasses.
My glasses. Yeah. I would say my glasses. That's really about
That's really about it. I mean, normally, like during the day, if I leave the house to do anything, like if I'm going in, if I'm jumping in the car, mm-hmm. I'll always grab a can of club soda out of the fridge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Always. Yeah. Always. Just because I like having that in the car. And sometimes I'll do my whole trip, get back home, and the can is sitting there unopened.
Yeah.
And I pick it up, put it in my pocket, and then throw it back in the fridge when I get home. But I will always grab like a can of club soda. But yes, my glasses, definitely my glasses.
I'm kind of with Ashley on this with lip balm. I have to have, and if I don't, if I'm out all day, I'm running over to Shoppers and I'm buying one.
You are.
Yeah. I just add to the collection when I get home.
But like when it comes to lip balm and stuff like that, like I rarely use lip balm, mm-hmm. but everywhere in my life, there is lip balm. Right?
So you could just ask.
No.
I have
one in the truck. I usually have one in my bag.
Yeah.
There's usually one beside my bed. So I don't have to bring it because I won't panic if I ever am out and I need it, right?
Sure.
The one thing I wish that I carried more in the car is Kleenex.
Oh.
I never have Kleenex with me.
Paper towel roll, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. man, when I was sick, I had to blow my nose for a whole day with paper towel roll.
Oh, and your nose.
I wound up getting a huge pimple on the side of my nose because of it. Yeah.
Show how many rolls are you going through in the Kia Forte XL.
Yeah, and it's in the back seat, too. Right? Jesus.
Yeah, cheesecake.
Yeah,
I've only traveled with paper towel.
What else we got today, man. Maria?
All right, Griffin says, do you guys have a favorite local coffee shop or restaurant you like to go to? Something off the mainstream, looking to try some new places.
I think it depends on where Griffin lives.
Let's say local to you.
Like local to me. Like I live in Aurora, same as where Maria lives. And I visit Newmarket, which is right next door, mm-hmm. like a couple times a week. I'm on Main Street, and I've talked about this before. My favorite coffee shop is called Metropolis. Mm-hmm. I'm there like at least three times a week.
Wow.
And then attached to them is a wicked bakery called Goodman's.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the coffee shop, I'm next door at Goodman's grabbing a cookie or a muffin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's like my one spot that I visit all the time. Maria?
I'm not going to go Aurora because, to be honest, there's not much local stuff there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say there's a place off of Danforth that I usually go to. It's a coffee shop. It's called Serrano Cafe.
Ooh.
I am always there. I love it there. I'll either get a coffee or I'll get a spanakopita and go home.
Ooh, nice.
But if we're talking restaurants, there's a place on King Street West.
Uh-huh.
It's called Rosina's. It's a very, 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 very small Italian place.
Love
and
it.
I love the food there.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice. Cheesecake.
I love Nome Izakaya. That's at Shops at Don Mills.
Oh,
the Japanese fusion place, right?
Yeah.
Sushi's place. That's always dope. Always Mona's Roti. Love them as well.
We got Mona's and Scarborough.
That's about it.
Dan Mori.
Favorite coffee right now is the Roasted Nut on Queen Street.
Uh-huh.
Justin, huge fan of this show. He's the owner.
Okay. He's the Roasted Nut. Yeah.
He's the Roasted Nut. They have a honey lavender latte that is to die for.
Wow.
And restaurant, Cafe Landoir.
Bro,
that's mainstream.
Well, they only have one location two locations in Canada.
No, they don't. They have like multiple. They have two downtown, one in Thornhill.
I don't know what it is. What do they serve?
It's like Israeli food, but it's fantastic. The food's great. But they're a whole corporation.
No, I never heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got two in Toronto.
I don't know. I don't have any.
You don't have like a spot?
No, I don't go
anywhere.
You
walk in and everyone's like, Roz!
No, I don't go anywhere like that. Like I don't have like a local coffee shop. I don't do like Catherine's that person. She knows all the different bakeries and their quirks and what they're good at and like all this stuff, right? I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Right near you.
First of all, Maury.
You're such a snitch.
Why would you say that?
You are such a snitch. Also,
why not?
Also, it's giving stalker vibes.
Yeah.
When you're like,
yeah.
I know this one place.
Yeah,
it's super small. It's right near where you live.
I don't want people know where anything is where I live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've talked about right where you live.
No, I have not.
Yes, before.
Nope.
You can say Tim Hortons and that'd be fine.
Yeah, Tim Hortons, Starbucks. There's guys, I know this really cool little place. It's called Wendy's.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever heard of it. They got this thing called the crispy chicken.
Yeah, yeah, bro. It's going to freak you out.
Spicy chicken?
Burgers
Amazing.
Are square. You got to see this place.
Yeah, fresh, never frozen. All right, just like our DMs. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. This has been wonderful. Keep those DMs coming in to any of the KISS social accounts. Maria manages them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.